This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, God's ROI. Dear friends, this is a particularly appropriate gospel to contemplate against a backdrop of volatility on Wall Street. You see, the master has split his portfolio among his servants, and he expects a solid return on investment from every one of his servants. You see, on average, their performance, well, it's outstanding. But this master isn't playing the percentages, and neither is ours. He wants us all to do our part. God has a tremendous investment in you and me. He created the universe for our amazement. He raised us from the primal ooze for His glory. He gave us the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus for our salvation. No hedging, no shorting. You see, God is all in on you and me, and He doesn't look on us as numbers to be crunched or costs to be averaged. Each one of us is unique. Each one of us is His beloved. At our baptism, each one of us was entrusted with His divine saving grace, the talent, if you will, of the parable. God's gift of grace, well, it's precious, but it's not decorative. It's nourishing, but it's not consumable. It's strictly utilitarian, and God expects us to cooperate with His grace, to work with it, to build His kingdom. God didn't play it safe with us. He wants you and me all in for Him. That means daring to take risks for His sake. The more radical, well, the better. As St. Paul puts it, we must be willing for the world to see us as, well, fools for Christ's sake. That means loving when the smart money says hold back. That means giving when it hurts, and forgiving, well, when it hurts even more. The faithful servants, they took risks. They made themselves vulnerable. But they had faith in their master. They put the talents He gave them to work. They knew no risks, no reward. Our master expects His faithful servants to make ourselves vulnerable for His sake. He doesn't expect us to play it safe, hoarding His grace, bearing His love in a heap of self-indulgence. You see, Christ didn't endure Calvary to lead a host of cowards, too timid to proclaim His love, too lazy to build His kingdom. My friends, in this gospel, Jesus tells us to snap out of it, to stick out our chins, to dare to love. It's not a suggestion, it's a commandment. It overrides the inhibitions and inertia that cripple our ability to love. C.S. Lewis captured Christ's challenge to love when he wrote, "To love is to be vulnerable. The alternative, well, it's damnation. You see, the only place outside of heaven where you can be perfectly safe from all the perpetrations of love is in hell." My friends, let's take a moment to get in touch with God's grace within us. Let's dig deep. Have we buried His grace in a heap of self-absorption, of ambition, of resentment, of distraction? Are we taking grace for granted, treating it like an insurance policy on salvation, filing it for future reference? God expects a lot better return on investment than that. Each one of us is called to greatness, not to grandiosity, but simply greatness. It's the greatness of a couple struggling to raise a Christian family in a hostile secular world. It's the greatness of a youngster defying peer pressure to do the right thing. It's the greatness of seniors remaining actively faithful in the face of increasing infirmity. It's the greatness of every individual believer daily witnessing Christ's love in word and deed. It's the greatness of all who carry His cross today. The gift of God's grace makes this greatness possible, but it's more than a gift. It's an investment. God expects us to give it back to Him with interest, to build His kingdom, starting with family and friends. Let's share His love deliberately, fearlessly. Let's take it with us right out the church door. Let's spread His love wherever we go today. You see, the more we share the love of Christ, the more love we have to give away. And the more we give away, well, the richer we are. Let's give God His return on investment. You'll find it pays a handsome dividend in peace and joy, in eternal partnership with Jesus Christ. This has been Father David Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.